is our destiny to become the gardener caretakers of a revivified earth? Or is the earth like a placenta because we're on our way to some grander, higher domain of being? A good definition of shamanism is a shaman is somebody who has seen the end. And if you've seen the end, then you come back and take your place in the play with an entirely different attitude. Embedded in the pattern, we can see enough of what's ahead of us to begin to actually feel the texture of the end of human history. It's no longer an abstraction.
Joseph, Chief Joseph, grandfather of this land, your ghost is hanging round, reaching out its hand. Joseph, Chief Joseph, should I don my war feathers where the sun now stands on this golden land, I will fight no more forever. Chief Joseph, won't you help me understand? Our buildings pierce the sky, and our fences split the land. Joseph, Chief Joseph, should I don my war feathers where the sun now stands on this golden land, I will fight no more forever. The sky is brown and the rain is yellow, Their children go to school, but their eyes are hollow. The great and mighty chiefs can't even build a fire. Joseph, won't you tell us what to do? Where the sun now stands on this golden land. We're a mighty warrior, Kish, and knew not to fight. To save the little children from the pony soldiers' fight. Can I live with the ones that make the rules? When they dam the snake or river, turn the fish die in pools. And did you lose a lot of braves when you cross the snake or river? Some folks are takers and some folks are givers. Yet you know the Great Spirit is a coming to the land. You know the Earth Mother gonna win in the end. The eagle's in the sky and the raven is calling. The Earth is gonna laugh when the dam is falling. The coon's in the log and the bee is in the comb. Soon Chief Joseph is coming back home. Where the sun now stands on this golden land, I will fight no more forever. Where the sun now stands on this golden land, I will fight no more forever.
What is the antidote to all this spiritual materialism? It is, and I blush to even say the word, it is love. Obviously, it is a tremendous state of lovelessness that makes people behave so foolishly, so unconsciously.